There is rather an imposing building outside of the ice rink in downtown Grand Rapids. It's the Grand Rapids Art Museum, or GRAM, and Chief Curator Ron Platt told me that the new exhibit, Prints and Processes, which opens today, is kind of an inside job at GRAM.
It's a spotlight on works from GRAM's collection, and it's over 50 prints that range from the 15th century to the 21st century. The focus is going to be on the different processes by which prints are made.
But of course, what defines a print?
Well, a print is a graphic work that could be multiple impressions can be made. We think of part of our mission being to sort of educate our audience, and prints are something that's a strength of our collection, where we have some real depth. To my knowledge, we haven't actually organized an exhibition that both looked at the artist's work, but that looked at the different techniques that go into printmaking. So the show is organized into groups: etchings, woodcuts, silk screens, and so on.
While the exhibit Prints and Processes provides 500 years of examples of printmaking, Ron Platt thinks that the Grand Rapids Art Museum can best showcase these works, not by covering the minutiae of the crafting.
But what I can do is give people enough information about the different processes that they'll understand when they see that something is a lithograph as opposed to an etching or a silkscreen or a woodcut, that they'll be able to understand what those different distinctions are within printmaking.
But as chief curator of GRAM, what does Ron look forward to in this print exhibit?
Well, I'm excited about a few things. We have three really phenomenal William Blake pieces in the show that were produced in 1826. They're engravings, a body of work he did about the Book of Job in the Bible. Some local artists who people like to see, like Weidenauer, who's a great Grand Rapids-based maker of etchings.
And there are some examples of printmaking by more well-known names, like Rembrandt, Picasso, and Andy Warhol. But there is one which seems to go supersized.
There's a contemporary artist named Yunfei Ji, and we have a really remarkable woodcut by him with hand coloring that's about 10 feet long and is a very interesting sort of narrative component to it that I love and always like to see. And so there's hopefully there's something for everyone, and then sort of the extra hook of the opportunity to learn something more about printmaking. And I know that there are some local educators, both in high school and at university level, who I know are going to be bringing students. So I like it when we have an idea and it's sort of picked up on across Grand Rapids by other institutions and people.
Prints and Processes at the Grand Rapids Art Museum is open today and runs through June 25th. More information at artmuseumgr.org. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.